Hey, this is Jake Penny, back with another exciting episode, sitting down with my second bartender interview, Mr. Sam Hartung. Actually happens to be his birthday today, so this is going to be a fun podcast. We got some whiskey. Let's get started, man. Appreciate y'all tuning back in. This is... All right, Sam, happy birthday. You want me to sing by myself in the... What's microphone? That? You want me to sing happy birthday by myself
in
the microphone?
No, I've gotten a couple of those today. Nothing's like makes me more uncomfortable than people singing happy birthday to me for some reason.
And I really don't like my birthday at all.
I don't either.
It's kind of annoying. How old? 23?
23.
Yep. 23. See, they don't really matter after 21.
Right.
Really. Yeah, so, I mean.
Like you can look forward to is like 69. Probably all I'm looking forward to.
Whenever retirement is would
right?
be great.
Yeah, exactly.
Any big plans for the birthday?
I think Claire, my girlfriend, and I are going to go to dinner at Bouret.
Right.
And then after that, I don't know. See where the night takes us.
Yeah. So, backstory on how Sam and I know each other. Me and your girlfriend Claire were good friends at this one leadership council.
Okay.
Camp. I think I've told you this before, but just... So, like, we just bonded because we both hated it.
Right.
And we both talked crap about everybody else at the camp.
Yep.
So, we got along great. And then we left and Lauren was there. My sister was there, too, who Sam and Claire are mm-hmm. obviously good friends with.
Love Lauren.
And, and me and Claire made fun of Lauren a lot.
Yep.
But then after the summer camp or whatever, the weekend, Claire and Lauren got all buddy-buddy. And then they were like, oh, fuck you, Jake. So, anyways, I met you through them, so... Bartending, I don't know if you want to say where you bartended at, so we'll leave that out, but I did the first bartender interview with Grant Linneman. That was like 7 months ago. That was a long time ago. I meant to make this a reoccurring thing, but appreciate you being the second bartender on the pod.
Honored to be here.
I was hoping to get us a cheap beer review, but I didn't have time to go find any cheap beer, so I gave you some nice whiskey instead.
Thank you.
So. I
appreciate that, Jake.
All right, so bartender in a college town, that's got to be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Very.
Tell me you got any good stories, any weird fuck-ups, anything like that?
There's always one story that pops up. One of my coworkers always had a bunch of buddies come in, and we're going to, like, kick this thing off kind of crazy, I guess. But I remember I was working one night behind the bar, and this lady came in probably around 4. Drank all day long.
Jeez. And well, like an older woman or like a college kid?
Probably about 51, 52.
Oh, wow.
That's what I had her pinned at.
A little too old to be doing that, huh?
Right, right. Well, she kept spouting off and she kept going, oh, you know, my husband's like always cheating on me. Never fucks me anymore. Stuff like that. I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah, that's something you want to tell
crazy.
A college-aged
well,
male
around 9
bartender.
O'clock, my coworker's buddies come in and... It's just great, like, they kind of just started, like, talking, and then all of a sudden, they went to the bathroom, and another customer came up to me and was like, hey,
someone's getting down in the bathroom?
They're having sex in the bathroom. Yeah, that was, like, one of the, and that was kind of awkward, like, having to, like, tell them, like, hey, you can't do that here.
Yeah, but, and, like, without saying it again, but you work at a pretty nice spot.
Yeah,
like,
it's a real good spot.
It's not like just a college,
right? It's fancy,
you know,
like
dive
bougie,
bar.
For sure. No, that was crazy. You get like a lot of actually like. Thing I've learned about bartending for adults is that like. They will risk it all and like have like everything to lose. Like
right.
It's really strange.
Yeah.
Kids like you know. I mean, they're not much to lose. So
yeah,
they
I mean,
do dumb
just
shit.
Screw it. Let's have a good time.
I mean, I've seen some pretty wacky shit in that place. I mean.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think I don't remember if you were working or if you were just there, but I came to your bar one time, and I was...
That's right.
I was drunk enough to not mean
with you.
To come
I think
to
I was
bar.
On the other side.
I think you were
together.
Too. I can't remember, but I did not mean to be at that bar.
Right.
Put it that way.
Yeah,
those
old fashions will get you.
Stumbled in there and went way downhill from there.
Oh, my God.
But I know Lauren and Claire love drinking there.
Yeah.
They just never invite me, but it's cool, you know?
Yeah.
All good.
Come on. Anytime. Although... Kind of taking a little hiatus from work right now, but
right.
They
and
all
we,
know you.
And we only got like 2 weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you graduating in May?
Yeah, I am. Finally.
Attaboy. Attaboy. Congrats.
not too many plans after it. I got this, I don't know if I told you this, I got this big show in Cincinnati I'm going to do, which, by the way, if I have any listeners in Cincinnati, y'all come on there June 10th at Memorial Hall.
Show out. Congrats. That's awesome.
Opening for my boy Wendell Schumann, so it's going to be a good time. Okay. But other than that, I'm just, you know, interviewing, trying to get a day job, there basically.
My dad does radio in Kentucky, but
oh wow,
he talks to, like, for sports or something every Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah,
it's kind of just a hobby for him. But
I can, like, I can talk about fantasy football, and that's about it, sports wise. I mean, like, I'm smart enough to be, like, in a bar or, like, with a group of guys, and, like, I sound like I know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. But, like, if I were to go on an actual, like, sports show, I would look like a complete idiot. Yeah.
He thinks he knows what he's talking about, but
I mean, shit, that's a lot of fun, though. I mean, if you find your passion, I had somebody reach out to me about starting a sports podcast, like, right when I had started mine, BFYT or whatever, a couple years ago. And I was like, yeah, you know, we just don't know sports.
Right. Like that. Like, not my expertise.
Like, I mean, I can tell dick jokes, but
yeah.
Let's get into some of those. Like, I can't tell you what the second string Nebraska running back's going to look like next week, you know? Like,
I know what you mean.
Oh, it's fun, though. So your dad does sports talk. What type of sports? Or just all sports?
They cover everything.
Yeah. Lacrosse.
He's mainly baseball guy, though. I hate baseball, personally, but
yeah, I don't watch much of it, and I think I've said this on the show, and I hope I don't get in trouble for this, but my girlfriend's cousin pitches for the Chicago Cubs.
Very cool. Lauren was telling me about that.
Really cool guy. Really cool guy. Yeah. He's the one who told my girlfriend's family that I do stand-up comedy.
Okay.
So we were sitting at family dinner. We were dating for probably about 6 months, and I just kept it quiet because, you know.
Right.
Not really something parents love to hear, that you're running around with a guy that gets drunk and tells dick jokes on a random Wednesday night. But, so yeah, the MLB pitcher looked down the table and goes, "Hey, Jake, aren't you still doing that open mic comedy thing?" Yeah. And I was like, "Thanks, man. Thanks, millionaire. Screw you, man."
What, well, I mean, you're graduating college, you know? I mean, you always have something.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's not, yeah. I'm not in my mom's basement yet.
Right. Doing this. Yeah, that's where I'm at right now. Yeah. So.
Coming soon, but we'll see. PFYT from Big Stace's basement. That'd be sick, man.
Come on anytime.
Big Stace and Big Mike, I just found out, are actually very loyal listeners to PFYT. So shout out for them.
Love it.
Talked a lot of crap about how disappointed they are with this, but at least they listen, man.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, your parents are awesome.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. Pre-sunburn, man. Did you have a beach Easter?
Yes. Yes, I did. And I've got the fairest skin on all the land. And, you know, the sun was only out for an hour, but it put in some work on me. So.
Yeah. I think we were in Gulfport, and I went out to the pool for, like, 45 minutes, and my face got a little red.
Oh, my God. I mean, I couldn't get out of bed this morning. It was horrible.
Dude, I used to get the worst sunburns. God, this is – what type of – comedy podcast talking about the worst sunburns we get.
Right.
But, hey, we'll keep going with it, man. The worst sunburns I get are in Vault Hemingway, though.
Oh, yeah?
I've gotten some really bad ones there. But it's like I'm drunk enough to not notice yet.
Uh-huh.
So I just keep letting it bake.
Yep.
And then the next morning,
been it's there.
All right. Let's see. What else? Okay, so your clientele is mostly older people.
Correct.
Or some college kids that you know.
Handful.
Like, and that know the workers and everything.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say is the most common drink for, like, older men and women? Is it like us college kids, or is it?
Not at all. Yeah. I'd probably say women always get a martini, typically, or, like, Cosmo. Some kind of, you have to craft.
Right.
Men stick to Manhattans, old fashions, typically bourbon.
You know, the the young... guest person that I've seen throwback old fashions like it's not a problem is Lauren.
Mm-hmm. I'll put six in front of her, and
it's honestly a little embarrassing, man. Like, I love my whiskey and everything, but I can't put back old fashions like she can.
Back.
We went, you know, the Sazerac bar in New Orleans.
Yeah.
It's kind of like an old fashioned, right? I don't really know what it is.
It's rye, and there's something else. I just had one last weekend.
Yeah. I don't know, but it's similar to the, you know, old-fashioned. But
brown sugar, maybe?
We went with my cousins and my aunt and Lauren and Joy and everything, and to New Orleans for like 2 days or whatever, just for a little Christmas trip. And we went out and just got hammer drunk. And we were staying at the Roosevelt, so we came back to the Sazerac bar. Yeah, we bougie like that, man. I saw I saw Dustin Poirier in that bar. It's cool.
I saw that picture.
Yeah. I asked him to be on PFYT. He said, no, that's cool. It's cool. He's a little busy. I get it, man. I get it. I'm just kidding. He didn't say no. I didn't ask him. I was very scared to meet Dustin Poirier. But so we went to the Sazerac bar afterwards, and I couldn't pronounce Sazerac. I had just found out about the drink, like, that day. And so I kept going up to the bar, and I was like, can I get a Sazerac? Like a Sabriac, you know, all that. Bartenders kept going, like, you can't pronounce a drink. I don't know if we can serve it. Right. They kept serving me.
So, that's a great drink. I was at the Roosevelt Friday night for a wedding. One of Claire's friends from the coast is getting married.
Right.
Nice place.
Yeah. Oh, very nice. Very nice. It is, like, I don't know. Maybe it's just because I grew up, like, near New Orleans.
Right.
I've seen it, like, a decent bit. I'm not trying to sound, like, pretentious about it or anything, but, like, it's kind of annoying to me now.
Yeah.
Like, just every time I go to New Orleans, whoever I'm with is like, we got to see the Roosevelt. I'm like, it's really not that cool.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's cool, but, like, I don't want to walk 2 miles to go to the Roosevelt, you know?
I get that. And I pay get that for sure.
$12 for drinks. And, dude, I will say, I've had my favorite alcoholic beverage at the Roosevelt, the Southern Gentlemen's. They do them down there. And I'm not exactly sure. I mean, I guess I have a laptop in front of me, but I'll keep talking. I don't know what they do differently, though, but something's different about them. And they are the single best whiskey alcoholic drink I've ever had.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Let me see if I can look up the ingredients. I should really get somebody to do this for me.
Need an intern?
Dude, if somebody wants to work unpaid for PFYT, I would be very happy to sign that contract. There's a lot of... Oh, here we go. Let's see. I got bad eyes. There's 1 ounce of simple syrup, chilled, of course. 4 to 5 fresh blackberries, 4 to 5 fresh mints, an ounce and a half of bourbon, and a splash of chilled Prosecco.
Wow.
I don't know what Prosecco is.
There's something kind of similar to that. Besides the, what was it, blackberries?
Blackberries, yeah. I think.
We use honey. It was called, what was that called? Something, bourbon and bubbles, I think is what we called it. That sounds really good, though.
Yeah. I don't know what they, because I've had it several places before, and, you know, maybe it was just the fact that I had 3 Sazeracs before I had one, but that one drink is...
What's it called? Gentleman?
Southern Gentleman. Yeah, it's a little sweet, which I don't love sweet.
Right.
But it's also got the bourbon in it, so it's a little bitter, too. It's pretty nice. It's kind of like a Sour Patch Kid, like sour sweet, you know? It's bitter and sweet. It's nice.
Yeah, but definitely have to try that next time I'm there.
I had they had these Sour Patch Shooters in just a gas station that I was driving through. I don't even remember what state I was in, but I was on the way to Michigan. They had these Jolly Rancher Shooters, and I'd already driven my shift, so I was like, screw it. Let's get some Jolly Rancher Shooters, some Sour Patch Shooters. Try them out, man. They were horrible.
I bet. I hate sweet stuff, too.
Yeah. Oh. I don't love it, but also they were like, I mean, they were accurate to their name. It was kind of sour, but also sweet. Like, it really did taste like a Jolly Rancher. I keep saying Jolly Rancher. Sour Patch Kid.
Sour Patch Kid. Yeah, that was the thing. I think, like, freshmen... Maybe like when you're a senior in high school, you drink like Gatorade and vodka just because you don't want to taste the alcohol. But now I'm just like, it gives you the worst hangovers, and I can't even stomach it anymore.
Dude, when I, I didn't start drinking until I got to college because, bitch and all. But one of my favorite drinks when I first started was those Funky's Daiquiris. Eye candy, obviously, had to get the blue one because I'm manly and right. Always felt a little weird carrying around a frozen, like, neon drink. But, dude, they were so good.
They were good.
And I used to never get hangovers on them. And then one day a flip switched, and I can still drink, like, one, but that's about the cap.
I'll get the one that says skinny bitch on it. That one's pretty good.
I can't. It's good.
That's another one where you kind of just, like, lose, like, 100% of your masculinity, just like ordering a skinny bitch.
The worst part to me, my girlfriend, when she comes up here and we go to Funky's and everything, that's what she likes. I refuse to order it. I can't look another grown man in the eye and be like, only a skinny bitch.
Yeah, and it's pink too. Yeah, perfect.
Even if I had my girlfriend next to me and like she wants a skinny bitch, I'm not saying the words in reference to the drink.
Please order two of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever the drink that all the girls get, you get her one of those, please.
Right. Yeah. Get me too.
Another story I think I've told on this podcast. I'm bad about. I don't remember what I've talked about. Repeat, but yeah. Here we go. I was at Funky's one time, and I went through this phase. Like when I got drunk, I would just wink at people. It was kind of weird, but yeah. Like I don't know. I still kind of do it, but I catch myself, so I'll stop.
Right.
So I was at Funky's one night, and I was sitting, like, the old Funky's, not the renovated, obviously. And I was sitting on the corner of the bar trying to get a drink, and I just made eye contact with this girl that I don't know. And just, you know, the natural instinct kicked in. I went, ah, you know, real quick.
Oh, you're a good winker, though.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no.
I have a lot of people make fun of me for it. But, like, I feel like I'm, you know. But I do have to make, like, a little noise. I either got to, like, ah, or... Or something. Right. But anyway, so I winked at her, and the bar was packed. And so I turned back, and I turned back around. And she was gone. I was like, I don't care. I don't even know who that was, you know. Mm-hmm. And then like 2 minutes later, I felt a tap on my shoulder. I turned around, it was that girl, and I was like, oh hey, you know, like I didn't mean for you to come over here. Right. I was just
well, you winked at me.
Just well, that's what she said, and yeah. I was like, no, but I do that to everybody watching. I winked at a guy, and he came over to no, but and so she was like, hey, get me a skinny bitch, and I was like. Nah, I don't, dude, I have a rule. I don't buy girls drinks unless I'm dating them.
Right.
Just because, you know.
Good call.
Not sent, man. I'm going to earn this shit yeah. The hard way. I'm not going to pay for it, you know.
Right.
Modern day prostitution, if you will.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, I never thought of it that way, but.
Well, I hadn't either until right now when I'm telling this story.
I got to stop buying girls drinks at the bar then.
Yeah, man. Modern day prostitution, I'm telling you. But anyways, so I was ordering the drink and I was like, do you remember the big bartender with the full beard? I mean, he's like 6'4".
Yes.
Yeah.
I know exactly.
Love about. That guy.
Yeah.
But, so I was like, hey, can I get an eye candy? And she was yelling behind me. And she's like, and a skinny bitch. And I was like, not a skinny bitch. And then she was yelling like, actually two, my friend wants one.
Oh my
and I was
gosh.
Like, I swear to God, I'm not paying for it. I'm not paying for it. Don't make them.
Throw it on her tab.
And so, he tapped or he like pushed me to the side and looked at me. He's like, do you know this guy? She was like, yeah. He's like, what's his name?
Mm.
And she was just like, stomped. Didn't even come up with anything. I mean, if she had said anything, he probably would have let it happen, yeah. But nothing. And so he got the bouncer and kicked her out.
Nice.
I was like, what a G, man. Love he got that. A fat tip that night.
Love that.
For a college kid. By fat tip for a college kid, I mean like $12 on a $15 tab. But like, for college kids, that's a fat tip.
That is
man.
A big tip. I'm happy with that one.
No, he's a real G. I love that guy.
The thing about winking is, if you're really good at it, like, it's a skill. But if you're bad at it,
it's really creepy. Yeah. No, the thing about winking is don't do it ever.
It's either.
No, but even if you're good at it, it's weird, man. Yeah. Even if you're good at it. Well, wait. Oh, all right, you know what? Next
it's
time.
It's a funny joke. You wink, you know? Like, true.
I was about to say, next time we go to the bar, I'll wink at you, but like, it'll be funny. Yeah. So next time we go to the bar, I mean, there'll be somebody I don't know. That's with y'all. There's always someone I don't know with y'all. And I'll just wink at him real quick and we'll see his reaction.
I'd love it.
I think it's going to be weird.
We might go to Harrison's tonight
yeah?
For my birthday. I don't know how many people want to go out on a Tuesday night.
I do, that too.
Right? I mean, I think we did it last Tuesday night, but
right.
We'll see. I mean,
all right, I might crash it. We'll see.
Come on, anytime, Jake.
We'll see.
I just got to eat dinner.
If you're hearing this podcast tomorrow and you see me and I got dark circles under my eyes, it's Sam's fault.
Yep.
I do have that show tomorrow at Harrison's.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
By the way, sorry. If you're listening to this tomorrow, and it's before the show is at 7 p.m. tomorrow, not 8 p.m. Sam likes to think it's usually at 9 p.m. and shows up at like 9, 9:15.
My fault.
It's never at 9 p.m.
My fault.
But tomorrow it's at 7 p.m., and we got a very special guest coming back for the 420 date. Tomorrow's 420, right? Yeah.
Yes.
One of my favorite comedians I performed with, but he'll be back, so you'll see him tomorrow. So come on by. Anyways.
Very good. When did you start hosting that?
About a month ago. Maybe a little bit more.
Are you gonna do that? I guess, I mean, you only have 2 weeks
yeah,
left.
Yeah, I'll do it through, I think, the week after graduation.
Okay. And do you, like, pass that torch on to somebody else? Is that, like, kind of like a promotion kind of thing, or how does that work?
So it was originally passed to me because I was very consistent with the group before COVID and everything when COVID shut the group down and I was still like, I was badgering all the time. I'm like, man, we got to get it back. We got to try this. We got to try that. We got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And so finally he was just like, you know what? You can have it. Do what you want. I was like, bet.
Because I remember the first time I went, different host, and that's how you
Connor,
doing it.
Yeah.
Do you have your little apprentice you're ready to give that to? You know who it is yet?
You know, no. No, I'll probably give it back to Connor for a while.
Okay.
And I think he's planning on passing it off to another person
next
year. We don't have anyone right now that is consistent enough.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say experienced, even though I'm not, like, I've only been doing this for 2 years. That's not much experience, but I've been doing it 2 years with this club.
Right.
So, like, I know everybody and everything. So, I think he's planning on handing it to someone, but it won't be me who hands it to whoever.
Gotcha.
We got this new dude, though, that I love, this Delta Psi comic that would be great for it if, you know.
Kept up with it?
He just needs to keep doing it, yeah. But
was he the guy that went on last?
Yeah.
When I caught that
last weekend, yeah. Set. Well, the whole crowd, last week was a bad week. Last week was a very bad week.
We had fun, though.
You know, I drink on stage most of the time, and I have a good time with it. I'm usually a lot of fun with it. I was too drunk to be hosting, for sure. Maybe a set I could have done, but it was tough for me to host, so I was just eating it.
Yeah.
Eating it.
Calling everybody out.
Yeah, and then I started yelling at people, And then the entire crowd was this guy's pledge class, so then a couple other people got up, and they were just like, we don't care. We want Mark. And I was like, well, Mark's coming. You're going to wait for Mark.
Yeah. You got to show comedians their respect. And
He was supposed to go second to last, but I didn't want the crowd to walk after him. So I switched it up and let him go last. But, I mean, he did well, you know.
Good.
Keeps ringing that crowd. I'm happy with it.
Yeah. It was a big crowd.
We really have had solid crowds so far. So I'm very happy with that.
Who is your favorite comedian? Hands down.
Yeah. If you ask me that question 7 days in a row, I'll give you seven different answers.
Okay. What about like Mount Rushmore? Like,
okay, top four?
Yeah.
Okay. One will definitely be Bill Burr.
Yeah, love Bill Burr. I'm going to go see him April 29th in Nashville.
Oh, really?
Dude, yeah. He's awesome. My buddy got me a ticket for my birthday.
He is awesome. I would love to see him live. So he's probably, if you were to ask me my favorite, that'll be the most consistent. I love Brian Callen.
Okay, yeah. Fighter and the Kid guy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome comic. I mean, it's hard to deny comics like, you know, Joey Diaz, Joe Rogan, Eddie Murphy, people like that. But, like, they're not my personal favorites, but they are just phenomenal.
Right.
My next one would probably be Anthony Jeselnik.
Love him.
He's hilarious.
Out of pocket.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, he's so funny. And then my last one, I'd probably have to end with Bert Kreischer.
I like Bert. I listen to his podcast.
Yeah, Two Bears.
Oh, yeah.
Bertcast.
If you're allowed to. I don't want to plug another podcast on your
care.
Pod.
No, I don't care. I mean, the only thing that would happen is somehow it would blow up and they would hear about it. And they'd be like, whoa, Jake Penny and Sam had PFYT. Show us up.
Yeah,
so those would be my four. I saw Bert Kreischer last month in Memphis, and he was phenomenal.
Was he?
Phenomenal.
Shirt off and everything?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, getting it. And he's an ATO, so, you know.
Is he?
Got to support our brothers.
Okay, Florida State, right?
Florida State ATO, but still an ATO.
Love it.
Yeah, those would probably be my top four. But, I mean, there's so many great ones. Love them.
I mean, it takes nuts to do that stuff. I mean, I could never get up on stage and just start.
Yeah. You see, I get that a lot. And, dude, trust me, I do appreciate people recognizing that because you wouldn't believe the number of people that come up to me and they're just like, yeah, I mean, I could have done that better or I could have done that.
Really?
Like, yeah. I'm like, then do it.
Yeah.
Try it. Like, come on.
Jump up there real quick.
Yeah. I won't end the show yet. Come on.
Yeah. No, but, seriously though. Like,
but it does initially, it takes balls for the first 4 to 6 months. I would say.
If I bomb, I'd probably just be like, I'll never do that again.
I ate it on my second show.
Okay.
And I was really close to being like, this man, this bullshit.
Yeah.
But I stuck with it. But for the first 4 to 6 months, it's about the balls. And honestly, the crowds in Oxford are very forgiving. Mm-hmm. So even when I'm eating it, they're still like, oh, he's trying.
Right.
You know, it's not like that everywhere.
Right.
But after like 6 months, it's about content. You got to be good.
I used to work at a wine bar like over the summer in Nashville when I'd go home. Right. And right across, it was like a big museum, but they put like little shops in, like
right?
Just to get people to spend money, tourism dollars, you know. But there was a comedy bar right across the hallway, and I went in there a few times, and there was some pretty, like, people were just open mics every night. People were hilarious.
Well, dude, that's the, I mean, that's the problem with the comedy industry, whatever. There are so many killers,
right,
that, like, aren't discovered at all, you know? Just so many. It's all about getting that one chance at the one right place.
Get and discovered then, by, exactly. like, somebody in the, yeah.
That's what's tough about it.
But they say, like, New York's a good spot to get discovered, yeah. and...
I mean, New York, L.A., obviously. LA,
but
honestly, with, like, what I need to do, what I've been trying to figure out, I need to figure out, is if you, like, get big on TikTok now...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even Instagram, Twitter, shit like that. Like, if I started recording these, which I want to do, and filming them and everything, and start clipping it, and, like, the 45 seconds of funny that we actually, right. actually have each podcast, yeah. like, posting that, and if any of it blows up, then that's a good step.
Yeah.
You know?
You get viewers, and...
So, I mean, it's a lot easier to blow up today than it was even 10 years
Definitely.
Ago.
Definitely. Self-market.
Like, if you remember Trevor Wallet...
Yeah, Trevor Wallace.
Trevor Wallace, right. Yeah, I always get him and the quarterback, Trevor.
He's got Lawrence.
Lawrence. I always get Lawrence and Wallace, but Trevor Wallace.
He does the skits, right?
Yeah, but he's been doing those on YouTube, and I remember watching him and thinking they were the funniest things ever, like 8 years ago.
Yeah, no, he's hilarious.
And he just, now given I don't think he was doing stand-up at the time, I think he was just a hilarious content creator, but he just started getting like huge like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it takes time and grind and that one thing that actually, you know. But, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
They call it the 10-year overnight success or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
What, do you have like a TikTok page?
Platform? No, I don't yet. I need to.
Twitter? Any of that?
I have an Instagram. That's all I got. But I'm worthless when it comes to social media.
No, me too.
Like, it's so bad.
I think I've posted on Instagram like. Twice in a year.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
I'm about the same.
Just whenever Claire tells me to post a picture of us.
So. Yeah, I'm about the exact same. I've gotten a little bit better recently just promoting. I said that like a fucking robot. Just promoting the show that I host.
Yeah.
Because I have to, you know? So I've gotten a little bit better about it, but still struggle, man. Not great at it.
How often do you put these podcasts out?
I try to do once a week.
Okay.
It rarely happens.
Okay.
But at the very least, every other.
Okay. Very good.
I always said, like, once I graduate, it'll be easier to get more consistent. Right. But I don't think that's true.
Yeah, I think that's important, too, don't you think? Consistency.
Yeah,
and
it is.
It's almost like scheduling it, but...
And, like, I notice with my views, like, when I post back-to-back weeks rather than a week in between, like, they're a lot better.
Right.
So I really need to get better about it, but, you know. I got a lot going on, and I'm lazy.
And do you always have a guest, or do you sometimes just shout into the void?
Yeah. So far, I've only had guests. I've done one trial run just by myself.
Yeah, it's got to feel
weird,
right?
Dude, it's hard to talk to yourself,
I bet.
You know? I mean...
I bet.
And also, like, if I talk too long just by myself, some crazy shit's going to
come out.
Like,
I bet.
If my mind's left unchecked, it's not good.
Who does that? I think...
Crystal Burr does it.
Okay. Crystal does that.
Actually, most of the bigger comedians a solo show. Like, Crystal does one. Theo Vaughn does one. Brent Schaub does one. I think Bill Burr does one. I know he does.
That's going to be so hard.
I don't know how they do it. It would take a lot more preparation.
But, yeah.
But also, a lot of them have, like, they talk about something very specific.
Yeah. I think you'd probably just need, like, the day's news and then just sit there and make fun of
Got
it.
You.
But.
Yeah. I don't know. One day, we'll see. But I think it would turn me actually crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
I
got enough of that in me already. Yeah. We'll take... And we'll be right back. All right. Sorry. I had to refill our drinks.
Yeah, refill. Sorry.
Dude, it's your birthday. You know,
right?
We can have as many as we want tonight. Celebrate.
What was it? Bird Dog Peach?
Yeah, it's that Peach Bird Dog.
Really good.
God, I don't remember how I got... on to it, but I don't remember why I bought the first bottle that I did.
It's tasty.
Yeah, it's very good. But I used to, I initially bought it to mix.
Yeah.
And so I brought it down to Starkville with me one weekend, and we'd gone out, we didn't like pregame or anything, so I didn't drink any of it. And we got back, and my girlfriend's brother saw it and was like, pour a couple glasses just on ice and let's try it. And I was like, man, I don't know. It's Bird Dog. It's not really the nicest.
Right.
But
it's good.
It's delicious. So I drink it just on ice when I do.
Have you ever had the Screwball?
Yeah, I like Screwball.
God, it's good.
I just shoot it, though. Have you had it, like, on ice or anything?
I just usually put it on ice.
Really?
Yep.
I've only shot it. I'm not a big, like, fan of peanut butter tastes, but that, for some reason, like, I love that.
Yeah. No, I mean, whenever it's cold outside, I'll just throw that on ice and drink that. But I don't know why that just, like, the peanut butter just warms me up a little bit.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a good, like, it mixes well with the taste of whiskey, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. The one thing I don't like about this is, like, if you drink more than, like, two glasses, it'll start tasting very syrupy, to me at least.
Right.
So,
it's not great. I threw a little water in mine.
Yeah. Sometimes I do. I usually just let my ice melt a little bit.
What proof is it? Is it?
Let's see.
Sorry, I'm pulling you away from the mic.
No, you're good. Doing a whole promo for...
Yeah, Bird Dog here. My bad.
It's okay. It's 80 proof. All right.
Join the team, Bird Dog.
Yeah, man, dude, I used to do...
Any sponsors yet?
Not yet. I've had one offer, but I didn't take it. It wasn't. But I used to do the cheap beer reviews, which I love the cheap beer reviews. I just can't find enough different brands of cheap beer.
Right.
But I did two different ones with... God, what was it? Oh, Steel Reserve. Steel Reserves. And I was like... Tagged them in the posts. I like shouted them out. I did everything. I was like, yo,
nothing.
Don't even have to sponsor me. Just respond. Just respond. That's all I want. Never responded.
Damn.
But those things.
They'll regret that.
The cheap beer reviews I've done, we have done bad drinks.
Yeah.
Bad.
Couldn't be worse than a Natty Ice.
It can be.
Okay.
So the Steel Reserve straight, just the normal Steel Reserve beer, wasn't too bad.
Right.
And then we did the pineapple beer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that one was horrible. And then we did me and another guy, the first bartender interview I did, even though these aren't really bartender interviews, but screw it, you know?
Right.
We did a Guinness cold brew, which, like, I'm not a cold brew guy, so I hated it. But also we found out we were supposed to pop this. They had this ball in it. And we're supposed to shake it up and pop the ball.
See, that kind of freaks me out.
I didn't know what the hell was going on.
I don't know if I like that.
But we tried it, and I hated it. Oof. And Grant hated it, so whatever.
One of my buddies used to drink Natty Ice. I did not understand how you do it. And I asked him one day, and he was just kind of like, well, I don't want anyone drinking my beer, so I just buy the worst beer.
That's fair.
That's smart.
That's fair.
Smart. It's like buying the tobacco jewel pods.
Yeah.
No one wants to hit the tobacco jewel pods, so.
I mean... I've heard it's the worst flavor.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Man, I'm pretty sure, now I shouldn't talk about this because I don't know shit about it, but I'm going to talk about it anyways.
Go for it.
I'm pretty sure it was like the FDA or someone made them quit doing the fruity flavors and shit, which doesn't make sense because there are other devices with fruity flavors.
So I don't know how that works. I think they're all shipped in from
overseas?
Foreign countries. Yeah.
I don't know.
Those things are sketchy, though.
I mean, like, I had a lot of buddies that would do the disposables that were, like, just, I mean, any flavor you could think of.
Right? Like,
but,
mix any fruit you can together.
I don't know. But, yeah, same idea. Dude, but I used to, now, given they were in my younger days when I used to drink heavy and would get drunk quick, but I used to drink a lot of Natty Ice.
Really?
Just because it was there. Okay. I had a buddy that lived in the house, in the fraternity house.
Is it cheaper than Natty Light?
It's about the same price, but I think it's stronger.
Okay. That's what it was.
Yeah. So I had a buddy that lived in the house that swore by it, and each room, one party, got like its stipend to buy its own alcohol. And for him, he bought all Natty Ice. And that's the room I hung out in. At first, I was like, dude, you're such an asshole. But like, I'm not going to get up and go downstairs every time I want a beer. So I drank a couple, and I was like, you know what? It's not too bad.
You know, probably... freshman, sophomore year, I could see myself being like desperate enough to drink it. But
exactly.
I don't know. Dude. Oh, God. But I could never finish one. Like, we'd always get them in high school. But.
Right. Now, don't get me wrong. I still drink Natty Light.
Yeah. Oh, same.
I do not buy Natty Light, and I do not start with Natty Light. it's kind of like an end of the night beer that I grabbed.
It's like, I'm out of alcohol. Yeah.
Right. But,
I need a beer.
I was going to this, party and I knew it was going to be like a big beer pong thing. And like a lot of my friends like to play with water, but if I'm drinking beer now, I get it. If like you're not drinking beer, but if I'm drinking beer and playing beer pong, I want to play with beer.
I agree.
So I bought a 30 rack just cause you know, it's cheap.
Yep.
And, easiest thing to do, whatever. So I was like, oh, we'll just get it and we'll just play with beer pong.
Okay.
And I played the first game, hadn't drinking anything yet, and it did not go down very nice.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like, even it was warm, but...
Oh.
I used to drink warm natty all the time, though, and I was like, man, I can still do it.
I can still
do it. I am old, man. It's crazy.
23 today. I can't do that anymore. I can do it once, and then, like, I need, like, a week off. You know what I mean?
I had...
For like, 3 days.
Right. I've been screwing with a lot of my friends, and y'all know who y'all are, and I know you listen, but they've gotten old, and they've gotten lame. Like, they don't do shit anymore.
Yeah.
And I had one weekend down in Starkville where it was, like, a blowout, like freshman year party, you know?
Yeah.
And so I went, I got after it, and, like, had a great time, paid for it on Sunday.
Right,
I had
always
a great time Friday night and Saturday. And was just recording it the whole time, like, y'all are so old, y'all, fuck y'all, man, we can still do this, blah, 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 you know, whatever. And then Sunday, I was like, I have to apologize.
Yep.
I understand why we don't do it.
Sunday, the anxiety.
Right. And then I had to drive an hour and a half, and I was just like, man.
Oh, my gosh. For some reason, every time I drive to and from Nashville, the way back to Nashville, I'm always just so hungover.
Right.
Always.
It's brutal, man. Driving hungover is not fun.
No.
So one weekend I went down to Starkville and brought a couple buddies with me, and we got after it. Mm. my girlfriend had a slip and slide party, and we were still younger, and we were like, man, let's show these Starkville kids how to do it, you know?
Oh,
let's
yeah.
do this shit. So we got hammered, and one of my buddies got real hungover on the drive back and just shut up for like 20 minutes, didn't say a word. And he was sitting in the passenger seat, which is kind of awkward, you know? So it's just me and the guy in the back that were trying to talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And after like 20 minutes, wide awake, reached over and grabbed an empty Gatorade bottle out of my cup holder. I was like, what? Why
Good
am I
luck.
Acting it out? They can't see me, but you can see me. Grabbed and threw up in that. I was like, and it just about made us all throw up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just, when we were at that wedding, Friday night, Saturday morning, I was with some of Claire's friends who I've gotten to know pretty well.
Right.
And we made a drive from New Orleans to the Bay.
Yeah.
And we're just sitting in the car, and all of a sudden, Claire's friend's girlfriend is just...
Dude, the sound of it sober will make me throw up.
I rolled down my window. I just had to get some air.
Yeah. Yeah. It's brutal.
Yeah. We were all feeling the same way, though.
Yeah. I've had some of those drives back from New Orleans.
Yeah.
The last time I went to New Orleans was for, was I with you? No, I wasn't with you that night.
Sugar Bowl? Last time I went was Sugar Bowl and that way.
Yeah, me too. Were you at the Dungeon with us or was
Dungeon? No, I did not go there.
But anyways, after
the Dungeon, that like kind of like creepy bar. Yeah, I've heard about it.
Yeah. But after the game, disappointment. I met up with Lauren and the other Lauren,
mm-hmm.
and we went to the Dungeon, and the other Lauren's boyfriend let this guy in all leather and a paddle smack his bare ass a couple times. It was
oh my god,
pretty weird. I think there's a video of it.
I gotta ask him about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you gotta find that video. But we went in there, and
it's
pretty creepy. It's pretty creepy.
Yeah, I've heard some like great things about that place
right.
for some reason. Apparently it's really cool.
Right.
Know.
No, it was a pretty cool bar.
Yeah. Is it like as weird as like I hear, or is it?
It can be.
Okay.
Now it wasn't for us because we stayed in the the mild zone, if
right.
you will. But
levels to it.
Right. There are. Yeah, there are different rooms. Yeah.
Oh my god.
But we stayed in the second room. The one thing that pissed me off, and I get it, but they have their specialty drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And, but they won't pour, like, they wouldn't pour a whiskey Coke for me. And so I was like, all right, well, which one of y'all specialty drinks has whiskey in it? And they're like, we can't tell you. And I was like, well, then what do you want me to do?
Right.
They're like, guess. And I was like, well, I'm not going to do that, so just give me a Bud Light. And I was pissed.
Yeah, I'll take a beer.
Not that I'm ever pissed about having a Bud Light, but, like, I was pretty pissed off at the game, so I needed something a
little stronger. Yeah, oh my God, tell me about it. I mean, I have a rule with New Orleans. I don't stay longer than 2 days, 3 nights.
Oh, that's the...
I mean...
Yeah, that's the ideal
maximum. You go for a weekend,
yeah,
and you just...
That's it.
You go home. And you go straight home.
Right. Yeah.
No, it's so much fun, but God.
I've had a lot of fun and a lot of... Not fun.
Yeah, I mean, you pay for it.
Yeah. I went and did a comedy show in New Orleans. I've talked about that way too much, I know. But after the comedy show, I had Lauren and two of my buddies with me. And we went out to Bourbon Street. And it was a Tuesday night. I've never been in New Orleans on Tuesday, but I'm like, Bourbon Street's still got to be bumping, right? It's Bourbon Street. That thing never sleeps, right? I was wrong. But we went anyways, and there's probably like... I mean, there's probably 80 people in the entire Bourbon Street, which, you know, can hold thousands. But we went into this bar, and we're just like, let's get a couple of drinks, then we'll head home. And this guy came up to one of my buddies and was like, walked up to him and just goes, Coke? And my buddy goes, I think you can order at the bar. I don't have any. The guy goes, no, like, Coke. And my buddy goes, oh, no, I don't sell any. He was like, I fucking know. Do you want to buy cocaine, you fucking idiot?
I fucking know.
A lot of fun.
That's so funny. Yeah, that was the first time I went to New Orleans. That was one thing that blew my mind. Was just, you know, you're walking down the street and you got people like, oh, I got Coke, I got Xanax. Yeah. It's like, what do you want, man? I'm like, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure weed is still illegal in Louisiana, but they have a weed, like, it advertises it. We sell weed.
Same thing with Nashville.
It's so weird.
The thing about Nashville is you go on Broadway. And you'll be walking down the street and it'll just have like this, it looks almost a little bit better than a hot dog stand,
right?
But it just says weed on it. And so you walk up to it and I go, is this actually weed? And they're like, it's CBD. And I'm like, does it have THC? No. I mean,
it's not weed. I mean,
you could get sued for false advertising for that, couldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, I doubt they're going to sue you
for
trying.
Not. But it did smell like it and it looked like it. And I was just like,
well, shit. I mean, given I've never been up to the van and I didn't read it. I
couldn't believe it.
But maybe they do the same thing.
I was like, there's no way you can legally do this.
I bet a lot of money they do sell weed out of it.
Probably. They probably they took one look at me and like, all we have is CBD.
Just got to give them the wink.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. I'll give them the creepy wink.
Give them the creepy wink, man. They'll know what you want.
But now they have that like Delta 8 stuff, I guess.
I have no idea. Yeah.
Apparently it's like federally legal.
But it's weed?
Yeah. Does the same thing, apparently. You can find it in those sketchy gas stations, but...
I think it's in that gas station right down here.
Yes. It's at the Texaco and the Chevron.
You know too much about this, Sam.
No. I mean, that stuff's like really expensive. So.
Oh, is it?
I will not buy it, but...
I think I was just checking out one day and I saw it. They have it in the glass case right next to the cash register.
Sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Penny. Just want to throw that out there.
It's all good. No, we don't.
Yeah. All the weed talk.
No, they don't care. Dude, I've had a lot worse talks.
Good.
But, yeah, man. What time's your dinner? I don't want to hold you too long.
I got to eat at 7. Probably another 15 minutes or so.
All right, man. Well, let's get back to the bartender shit, I guess.
Sorry.
All right. So, gave me your worst experience. What's your best experience with a customer?
Well, probably my best, which started off as the worst, is we were slammed one night. And we had to bartend and serve because we were doing food.
Right.
That was like a thing from COVID. Like we had to like bartend, serve, bus,
yeah,
whole nine
do
yards.
It all.
And we were absolutely slammed, and we only had 2 people. And the entire place was full.
Damn.
Tickets were coming. I mean, orders were coming out hours late, like an hour late, typically. I mean, and
jeez. Yeah.
I'm running around this place, sweating, apologizing to literally every single table I go to.
And like one guy was just slipped me $200 cash and was just like, hey, I mean, I know our food's out late, but yeah, you know,
we understand.
You're working. Yeah. I mean, he said he owned some business and he said if he had five of me, like he'd be good. So that was kind of cool. But
nice compliment.
I'll take that.
Yeah. I remember I worked this past summer in a restaurant and I was just bussing, but man, some of those Friday, Saturday nights when they're crazy. Slammed, even when we were full staffed, like it was still, I mean, it was work.
You know, I mean, you make pretty good money in the service industry, but
yeah, you can. Depends on where you work.
But God, it's, I mean, that is,
I don't know if it's worth it.
Seriously.
Like it's a lot.
I mean, I kind of grew to resent it after a while. I mean,
I did too. I had a, now don't get me wrong, this restaurant, I love this restaurant, one of my favorite on the coast before I worked there. And it had its moments where it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I had a lot of moments where I wanted to shoot up the restaurant.
Right.
I used to work, they made like a little bit of a deal with me and the head guy, head busboy. And they were like, look, we won't make you work most Saturday nights, but you work every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. I was like, all right, that sounds good to me, man. I'm, you know, still got my Saturday nights.
Yep.
I had a lot of rough Sunday mornings.
Yeah, exactly. Sunday morning, every Sunday morning makes me freaking hate myself. I feel like, I mean, I'm just like, God.
So the restaurant I worked in was two stories. It wasn't huge, but it had two stories. And on Sunday mornings for the first, we opened at 10. I showed up at 8. And until 12, I was the only busboy. So for 2 hours, I was having to bus the whole restaurant. Well,
that's one thing, like service industry too. Like when you're cleaning up people's plates and you're like kind of hungover, you're like that makes me so sick.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I had one Sunday, I was hungover as fuck, and I had to work. I had to work all day, 8 a.m. to close.
Mm-hmm.
And I had an hour and a half break or some shit at like 2 or something, whatever. And so I ran across the street to McDonald's, grabbed some McDonald's. Didn't have much time. So I drove over to the casino parking garage, parked in there, ate, and then passed out for like 45 minutes.
Shit.
Woke up, drove back to work, nailed that second shift.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Made a lot of money that
way
day.
Way to bounce back.
Made a lot of money that day. Had a rough beginning, but I was ready to go second leg, man. No, it was a lot of fun. I mean, again, there was a lot of bad times, but there were some good times too. But I feel like that's everyone in the service industry, though.
Yeah.
Everybody in the service industry hates the service industry, but they have their really fun stories.
Oh, know? For sure. No. Yeah, I mean, Claire's got a million. You need to have Claire on.
I've tried.
I'll get her on the pod.
I've tried to have Claire and Jenna multiple times. They won't come.
Yeah, well.
Drew. I'm going to call all of them out. And Drew.
Okay.
Drew, too. I will say this, the idea of like getting like in front of, I saw this mic and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary. I hate the sound of my own voice too.
I do too. And I have to listen to these three times so that I can, you know, I mean, it is horrifying.
Nothing makes me cringe more than the sound of my own voice.
Me neither.
Especially when I'm drinking.
I have a buddy and he knows who he is. I'll say this again, but, he's in a study group that I'm in. So I'm with him like every other day. And he likes to wait until I'm deep, like working hard, like focused in, and he'll just play my podcast. And like, I love my podcast. I think it's hilarious.
Of course.
But I hate listening to my own voice, and he knows it. Oh, it drives me crazy. But he's a big fan of PFYT and my stand up. So, PFYT. Well, I wouldn't say big fan, loyal.
Love it. Hey, I'm on board.
But
I'm gonna have to. I don't know if I can even listen to this one. I can't even. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if I can do it.
Well, I'll make a deal. Listen to 60 seconds. That's all I need.
Okay.
It gives me the full view, and that's when your boy can start getting paid, is when we get enough of those 60-second listens.
Let's get some sponsors on this.
I know, man. I'm looking for the right. I mean, I haven't gotten fucking any offers. But
Bird Dog.
Any, like, small, like, frat boy or alcohol company or something that's, like, up for some fun, you know?
Right.
Come on. I'm all about it.
I guess we can talk about this later.
All right, sounds
good.
We got
a friend at the startup.
Fuck the audience.
But
yeah, all good, man. Well, Sam, I'm not going to hold you any longer. because you got some dinners to get to, brother. But I appreciate you coming on for the second bartender interview. It's been great.
Enjoyed it, Jake.
Again, if you're listening to this for Wednesday, April 20th, the show starts at 7 p.m. Other than that, for the next couple of weeks, we'll start at 8, hopefully. You can get all the updates on PFYT Comedy on Instagram. I post everything about the shows and all that good stuff. If you don't want to know about the shows, follow it anyways, because I love having followers. I think that's about it, man.
Love it. Thanks for having me, Jake.
Well, Sam, appreciate you coming on. Happy birthday again.
Thank you.
Appreciate y'all tuning back in. This has been...